Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Noach, Week 2, Day 2. And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Genesis 7, verse 1. What is the means of salvation used by the Eternal? The Eternal was the Savior of Noah and those who were with him. The Ark was the means of salvation that the Eternal used. It works the same way in our days. The Eternal is the Savior, and the Messiah is the means of salvation used by the Eternal. Those who are in the Messiah will be saved, but those who remain out of the Messiah will be lost at the time of judgment that will come to the whole world, as it is written in Matthew 24:37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Those who are in the Messiah when the wrath of the Almighty comes upon this world will be saved and will enter the world to come. Now, the text we are dealing with reads in Hebrew, Come thou and all thy house into the ark. When Noah and his family were summoned to come into the ark, the Eternal didn't send them by themselves. By saying, Come, the understanding should be that he was already in the ark waiting for them. The same happens with the Messiah. The Eternal is in Yeshua, the Messiah, and from there, He is calling the entire world to salvation, as it is written in 2 Corinthians 5:19. That is, good was in Messiah. God was in Messiah, reconciling the world to Himself. In 1 Peter 5:10, And the God of all grace, who called you unto His eternal glory in Messiah. After that, ye have suffered a little while, shall himself perfect, establish, strengthen you. The Eternal entered the ark to go together with Noah, his family, and all the animals during that hard and risky trip. The Eternal's presence guaranteed them a happy ending. He who enters the Messiah will always enjoy the presence of the Father. He who comes out of the Messiah, after having come inside, will be coming out of the Father's presence. He who does not have the Son does not have the Father either. If we reject the Son, we reject the Father. But if we say that we accept the Son, we have the Father. And so, if we have God's Son, we have this life. But if we don't have the Son, we don't have this life. 1 John 2:23 and 5:12. Don't let anyone deceive you by saying that there is salvation outside Messiah Yeshua. Only those who entered the ark were saved. The same way, only those who come into Yeshua, the Messiah, will be eventually saved. And there is salvation in no one else, no other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4, verse 12. Make sure you have come into the Messiah. The Eternal is waiting for you. He is waiting for you there to come along with you on the trip that you will take from this world to the one to come. If you haven't come into Yeshua, the Messiah, you can do it now, by repenting and turning away from your sins and by acknowledging His atoning death as the means provided by the Eternal for your justification and redemption. Do you believe in your heart that Hashem raised Yeshua from the dead? Then confess with your mouth and say, Yeshua is my Lord. This way you will come into the ark of salvation which was prepared by the Eternal for all those who leave the ways of this world and obey His commandments with a true heart. May no one who hears this message be lost. Shalom.